something that I did like, and I think that you liked it as well, a documentary called Far From Home. And right now we have the producer of that film, Philip Hessler, in studio with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
He's not only a producer, he's also one of his film stars.
Yeah, that's right.
True story.
Are you getting giving autographs of people recognize you yet? Or
oh, yeah. You know, here and there I get mobbed on the street.
Ooh.
You know, guys stay in my apartment.
Really?
No, not quite, but getting there.
Well, let me tell our listeners a little bit about the film. Filmmaker Galen Knowles chronicles Uganda-born, how do you pronounce Brolin's last name?
Mweje.
So Brolin Mweje's journey to become Africa's first Olympic snowboarder, as well as a doctor with dreams of building a hospital in his country's capital. You got two chances to see it since today is Saturday. It's screening 5:30 p.m. today and 10 a.m. tomorrow. Again, the movie is called Far From Home. It's at Harkins Scottsdale 101. It's part of the Phoenix Film Festival. It's in competition there, and it's one of Breakthrough Entertainment's best and brightest. I really like this film.
This is a very, very good documentary. I like how it starts. You know, courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. You set the tone right away, and that is something that's always good. You know, people now sort of get a feel like, hey, this is going to be something that I can learn from and that can help. And I think it's a film that inspires in many ways ability to live your dream no matter what the circumstances. It's about friendship, caring, compassion. This exactly. Had it all. How did Brolin, I mean, I can't even imagine how someone could survive what he went through as a little kid. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to put yourself into Brolin's shoes of what he really went through. I mean, growing up in Uganda and the circumstances that he did, his mother leaving when he was 2 years old, coming to the States, bringing him here 10 years later. So
amazing.
Yeah.
That was sad in so many ways where I remember, I don't know if this is a spoiler alert, but maybe a minor one, but nothing major. But it was major on to the life of Brolin where, you know, at 2 years old, the mom said, I'll be back later. And he just said he kept crying and she never came back.
Yeah.
And for a little kid. I mean, think about that. Yeah. For a 2 year old, for even an older kid, that's got to be devastatingly sad. He said his father never smiled and he was... Well, you know, sort of beaten and stuff like that. Yep. He's talked about that.
Oh, yeah. It's traumatic, I mean, at that age. And, you know, from my understanding, in Uganda and in other parts of East Africa, it's very typical for the women to leave.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was wondering about that, because you could tell she still loved him. You could tell it seemed like out of her hands, because I think she was beaten too. It sounded she went to America and, you know, a kind lady wrote a check to bring Brolin, you know, back. But it just seemed so difficult for the mom too, you know, it seemed like. And, you know, it's hard to imagine, you know, a mom leaving a kid, but I guess there's times, you know, she was beaten. I don't know. It's a tough topic, let's put it that way.
I feel like she really felt like she didn't have any other choice but to get out of the situation. And if you look back on it now and how Brolin looks at it, he had a lot of resentment towards her at first.
I can imagine.
But looking back on it now, he understands that her leaving prompted everything that's happened thus
far. So it became a gift.
Exactly.
Wow. Good way to look at something that's on the surface looks tragic. And that's really the only way you can look at it if you want to accomplish things. Seem like.
And, you know, and on top of that, you know, one of the things that really interested me in this film, and I think a lot of people are going to want to see Far From Home, is because of the tie to snowboarding. And I just discovered snowboarding last year. We had a snow show in honor of the film, the animated film Frozen. And we invited someone on from Snowbowl. I think it's still, Snowbowl is still open.
Oh, is it?
Because they got so much snow a couple weeks ago. They're going to remain open different hours throughout April. But he invited us to go down there, unfortunately, Dave was too scared to get on a board. But I went down there. I had an absolute blast. I learned how to snowboard, and I've been there. I've been there, I think, like five times or four or five times since.
Wow!
Including this last giant snowstorm, more snow than I've ever seen in my life. Could not wait to get on a board. Unfortunately, it was so much snow that it knocked out the power.
Wow!
But I absolutely love snowboarding. You snowboard, right?
Oh yeah. Big time. I mean, I've been snowboarding since I was 5 or 6 years old, competing all over the country since I was in eighth grade.
Wow. How good are you?
I mean, you know, I give Brolin a run for his money. That's really? For sure. I got to make sure that, you know, he's where he needs to be. But it's one of the main reasons that we became such good friends is because of snowboarding.
The connection and the bonding.
Exactly.
You met him, let's see, he came at U.S. in sixth grade?
Yep.
Is that when you met him or was it?
Yeah, so I met him when he was 12, actually two days after he emigrated from Uganda to the States. He enrolled in my sixth grade class, and that's the first time I met him.
Yeah, and the story, everyone should see the documentary. I won't say what happens, but it develops there nicely. And just amazing story about friendship and caring, compassion, like I said. And I think you lost your biological brother, I believe.
So that was actually James, who was Brolin's first friend in the States.
That's right. He did. Okay.
Yep. And he was responsible for introducing Brolin to snowboarding in the first place. And Brolin really became, you know, a part of his family.
Wow. It's just a remarkable thing. And there's other things. I mean, you know, a lot of different quotes. What counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived. It's what difference we have made to the lives of others that will determine the significance of the life we lead. And is that how you live your life and Brolin his life as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, seeing what, you know, what Brolin went through, but then really all the people who rallied around him to give him the opportunities that he now has. I mean, one of our biggest goals with the film was to, you know, enable people who are in a position to help others to do exactly that. So many people helped Brolin, from my parents, from a lot of the people who he first met when he came over to the States and got kicked out of his house and gave him a place to sleep and things like that. You know, we want to enable that in others. So because Brolin's a shining example of what's possible when a community, when a family really comes around one person's dreams and one person's passions.
You know, this is amazing. I want to make sure that we say a couple times that when it's screening, the movie is called Far From Home. It's screening 5:35 p.m. today and 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Phoenix Film Festival. Hark in Scottsdale 101. So many amazing films there, but this is one of our favorites, Far From Home. You will not only get to meet Philip Hessler, but you will also get to meet Brolin, right?
Yeah, Brolin will be here. He's flying in right now, so he'll be here this evening.
Excellent. So, you know, you're going to get to ask them some questions after you see the film.
How appreciative is Brolin? I mean, as he looks back from where he was, what happened to him, families such as yours taking him in, and you know, you being so close with Brolin, does he say much, or can you just feel that he's just so grateful?
Oh, I can 100% feel it. And one of the biggest really driving factors for Brolin and his goals is he has a huge fear of disappointing people who helped him. But now he's at an interesting point where, you know, no one really... He doesn't have to become a doctor. He doesn't have to snowboard in the Olympics and become this international sensation for people to love him. The people that love him now, they're going to love him regardless.
Right.
So now that's really changing where, you know, he needs to put that pressure and do it for himself rather than doing it for other people.
And that totally makes sense. What college does he
go to? So he goes to Westminster College in Salt Lake.
A lot of, I think it said in documentary, there's what, a lot of snowboarders or a lot of Olympians that went from that.
20 Olympians came from Westminster this past Olympics, 10% of the U.S. Winter Olympic team.
How does that happen like that?
I mean, it's really a hotbed for, you know, student athletes interested in winter sports and obviously pursuing the Olympics because just the vicinity to the ski mountains, I mean, it's like 10 minutes away, so...
I thought that was really remarkable. And so he's scheduled, for the 2018. How old is he right now?
He's 22 right now.
Young enough, of course.
Yep.
So does he, he's probably not looking past, I suspect, these Olympics. Do you think he is looking also to be in the Olympics for the next 2 or 3 times, because he'd still probably have his youth behind
him. So what his goal is, Brolin's wanted to be a doctor since he was in about 8th or 9th grade. And what he wants to do is he wants to focus on snowboarding for these next 4 years, get to the Olympic level, go to the Olympics, represent his country. Then after 2018, he wants to go to medical school, become a doctor, and then one day go back to Uganda and make real significant impact there in the health system, you know, together with our whole team.
How's his relationship with his dad and mom?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, it's pretty rocky. Just
the, with both?
With both, for both. Sure, yeah. I mean, there's little communication there. He, for 10 years, he didn't even talk to his father at all. And he still holds some resentment, you know, towards his parents because of the way he was raised and then being exposed to how a lot of American children are raised. It's, you know, polar opposites.
Right.
But it's really, you can't blame them because it's just all they know. It's very cultural.
Absolutely.
But he's getting past that and he's trying to start a relationship and, you know,
that's
he understands.
Good. Yeah, and... he has a couple sisters?
Yeah, he has.
How
he
are
has,
they doing? Are they in Uganda or they came
so out? He has two full sisters who both live here. One of them just graduated from NYU.
Excellent.
The other
nice
one's,
school.
Yeah, the other one's a nurse practitioner in Massachusetts, so they're doing well.
That's a great, another part of the great story
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And then he actually has 10 half-siblings back in Uganda.
Wow, really?
So his father had more kids after his mother left.
Yeah, Does he have a relationship there, or that's sort of difficult?
No, he doesn't have much of a relationship there.
It's hard. I mean, if you're out here, it's like, you know, how do you do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, that's hard.
It is a very inspirational film, and, you know, we highly recommend everyone checking it out. Again, it's called Far From Home. It's screening 5:35 p.m. today, 10 a.m. tomorrow. You can go out there and meet Philip Hessler as well as Brolin. Meet him before he's, you know, a star. And, you know, so, you're going to be out there, you're going to be partying, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Got to enjoy all the hard work.
Have you and Brolin been to a festival? Is this their first?
Yeah, we've been to, I think, 7 festivals far. Yeah.
So you know the routine.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
But, you know, here we've got the party pavilion. I'm sure that and everyone can go out. That's what's great about the Phoenix Film Festival is everyone's going to get to mix and mingle with you guys. And, you know, I'm sure that you guys are going to be talking a lot about snowboarding and, you know, I'm sure that...
I have Brolin on the phone right now.
Yeah, and I...
Live.
It was Brolin, actually.
Was it? Yeah. Wow.
We should put him by the mic, right? Maybe he's outside.
I think he might have just landed.
Oh, right.
Yeah, could be.
That is so cool. Any other things on the horizon for you? Are you going to go in the film? Is that what your goal is?
Yeah, I mean, our ultimate goal, actually, and there's a lot of interest in this now, is to produce a narrative feature on Brolin's story. So think about Cool Runnings combined with The Blind Side that would come out in 2018 just after Brolin competes in the Olympics.
Oh,
I like that. I like
that. So,
well, we need to help. We need to, you know, so you need to keep in touch with us. I'm going to ask you during our break to, you know, sign my program here. I'm keeping like a little yearbook and we want to get some photos with you. All of our listeners are going to get photos with you at the Phoenix Film Festival. And, you know, when we're at the Phoenix Film Festival, we're going to have to talk more about snowboarding and stuff because it's a lot of fun. And I know you're excellent. Brolin is excellent. I can't do any of that.
Not excellent.
You're not. You weren't too scared to get on the board.
I don't even know what a board is. No, I'm kidding. Exactly. I know what a board
the
is.
The bindings and all that
I know.
Yeah, but I'm nowhere close to anywhere that, you know, but you guys are excellent, so I'm going to get some tips. So, so again, the movie is called Far From Home, 5:35 p.m. today, 10 a.m. tomorrow, Harkinskaso 101.